Good afternoon, Rangel. This is your afternoon COVID-19 briefing from the City and Borough of Rangel. I'm Lisa Von Bargen, the Borough Manager, and I've got a handful of things I'd like to discuss with you tonight regarding the coronavirus update. So the first thing I want to make sure everybody is aware of is that the numbers of tests that are being done in Rangel are now being released. Previously, that information had not been being released locally. It was Search's policy system-wide to refrain from doing that, just to because in small communities, it's essential to be able to protect privacy. But the state has gone ahead and released that information per community, and so it doesn't make sense to not release it here at the community level anymore. And unfortunately, the information that was on the state's website was incorrect, despite the fact that Dr. Zink actually last week called Rangel out for doing a great job in testing. So I just wanted to give Rangel the numbers that have been posted online. As of yesterday, we've had a total of 69 tests done. 61 of those have come back negative, and 8 are pending. And from this point forward, Search is going to be providing a weekly press release with the testing numbers. So that'll be coming out from them on a weekly basis. The next thing I want to remind people of is everybody's doing such a great job sanitizing and cleaning and practicing personal hygiene. We know everybody's using more cleaning wipes and baby wipes and all sorts of things in their homes and in their businesses. What I want to make sure of is that people are remembering appropriate toilet etiquette when it comes to disposing of those wipes. Please remember to not flush those wipes. Even if a wipe says it's flushable, it's not. And the city actually just released a press release this afternoon regarding toilet etiquette, reminding people to make sure that only appropriate things are going down the toilet. We've had to spend thousands of dollars this fiscal year replacing pumps in our sewer system because of inappropriate items being flushed. And so please remember to only flush appropriate stuff, and that does not include any of the cleaning wipes, baby wipes, or hand sanitizing wipes you may be using to help practice appropriate hygiene. Moving on to some of the more important things related to COVID-19. The state is preparing to come out with mandates related to independent fishing vessels, and a final draft of that mandate was sent out today for review, and we expect that that's going to be released tomorrow. It may very well be announced at this evening's governor's press briefing at 5 o'clock. So we encourage folks to make sure that they are tuning into that, especially folks in the commercial fishing industry. Stay tuned for that mandate coming out. It is very comprehensive, and it'll be good for everybody to be paying attention to that when it comes out. The other thing I wanted to mention to folks related to the governor's press briefing at 5 o'clock this evening, we really encourage everyone to watch that. It's our understanding that there's going to be some new information coming out. The governor is going to be releasing what we understand to be phase one of a phased plan to reopen the economy in Alaska. And so be good for everybody if you have a chance to watch the governor's press briefing. We understand that the first phase of that opening is going to be related to personal care services, nail salons, hair salons, those sorts of things. And my understanding is it also may include some ability for restaurants and bars to reopen, but we're not positive of that. Just a reminder, though, it's going to be up to the individual business to make sure that they are prepared and ready to open for business. We also understand that part of the reopening process, which again is going to need to be phased, is going to be a more robust testing process that's going on across the state. And so we're waiting to hear some additional information on that, and hopefully Dr. Zink will have that in her briefing this evening. And I think finally, everyone, I'd like to just leave you with a request that as we continue to move through the COVID-19 process here, we want to remind people that social distancing and personal hygiene is very important, and we need to continue to do that as we begin to move through the reopening process. And key to that is going to be wearing masks when you're out in public. So we really encourage you to put those masks on and practice social distancing and make sure that you're cleaning those masks regularly. So with that, Rangel, we thank you for all you're doing, and we'll sign off for tonight.